Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Plato asked us to imagine a group of people chained to a wall in a cave, in such a way that they could not see what was going on around them, only reflections cast on the cave wall opposite them by firelight. He invited us to consider how skewed the prisoners' understanding of the world would become over time, and to value the contributions of philosophers who go out into the sunlight and see things as they really are. It's easy for us Americans of 2015 to grasp the first part of his allegory because it's a perfect description of us watching TV. Remarkable that he nailed that prediction 2,000 years ago, don't you think? It's the second part that mystifies. What would a philosopher, stumbling out of the cave of shadows on the wall, make of our realities? The shadows on the cave wall are dancing in eternal, unrelieved, twitching ecstasy. Gas prices are down. The government-calculated unemployment rate is down. Job creation is up. The stock market is setting altitude records. And because of the happiness of the shadows on the wall, the prisoners chained to the wall are feeling better about their futures than ever. So, prisoners, what's really out there? The philosopher has returned from a brief sojourn wherein he found that the American dream has become a nightmare. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, the agency responsible for the good news that America has created 605,000 low-paying jobs in the last 2 months, reported at the same time that the total number of Americans employed was in December only 182,000, more than the October total. So where are the other 423,000 jobs that were, as they say, created? Shadows on the wall. Also note that in December alone, 451,000 people left the labor market. They joined the 93 million adult Americans who have given up and stopped looking for work, and thus are not counted when the unemployment rate is calculated. Quick, another chorus of happy days are here again. Since the last time America was doing okay, 2007, we have added 16 million people to our adult population, and we have subtracted 2 million full-time jobs. Thus we have a situation that, to hear the shadows on the wall tell it, has improved every year for 7 years, but is now much worse than it was 7 years ago. Two recent surveys have found that well over half of adult Americans have no savings. None. They do not have enough cash in their possession to cover a sudden expense of $400 in one survey, $1,000 in the other. In contrast to the shadowland, where there is no inflation, the philosopher finds that real Americans are struggling with an inflation rate for food of more than 20%. Ground beef has just hit a national average price of $3.88 per pound, an all-time record. But food prices are not counted in the calculation of the inflation rate. More than 50 million American households, not people, mind you, but households full of people, last year experienced what is politely referred to as food insecurity. That's the term the shadows use. Out in the sunlight, we call it hunger. 46 million Americans are on food stamps, 20 million more than were enrolled in 2007 before the Great Recession started. And in nearly three-quarters of large American cities, requests for emergency food aid were up sharply in 2014 and are expected to skyrocket in 2015. So out here in the sunlight, we see rising hunger, poverty, unemployment, sea levels, desertification, and collapsing energy and stock markets. Who can blame us for preferring the cave, where at least somebody sees to it that that fire is kept burning? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.